You are on the daily on 2SER. My name's Adrian Wall. Almost time for me to get out of here at midday, throw over to Vinny for the outpost. But before then, last night the 6th Annual Actor Awards were held in Sydney's Star Casino, in which a who's who of Australian film and television gathered to celebrate the year's best big and small screen works. To give us, this is not my words, but to give us the fatty wrap-up, whatever that means, well, maybe that's my first question, the fatty wrap-up of the so-called posh Logies, I'm joined in studio by producer James Hill. James, good morning.
G'day, how you going?
Good, mate. Now, what's a fatty wrap-up? Come on.
Fatty, I don't know. It's just fat. It's got all the details you need.
All of the details.
In a wrap-up.
Righto. Well, that explains itself pretty good, doesn't it? So I hear that the night belonged to one man and one film. Is that right?
Yeah, it's true. Once the award ceremony kicked off, Hacksaw Ridge got the mop bucket out and it absolutely cleaned up. It won Best Film. Mel Gibson won Best Direction of the Film. Andrew Garfield won Best Lead Actor. Hugo Weaving won Best Supporting Actor. And it also took home Best Original Screenplay.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet, no, but I've only heard good things about it.
Kevin reviewed it for us a little while back and actually had a quick chat to Mel Gibson at the premiere.
He did. I saw photos of that.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Now, what were the highlights in the awards for Australian television?
On Australian television, Wentworth took out the Best Drama Series. The ABC also managed to sweep up awards for Best Comedy Series up in Middlebogan.
That's a very funny show.
It's great.
Yep.
Mum's saying it. It's her life. That's what she says to me. The Best Light Entertainment went to Will Anderson's Gruen.
Ah, cool. Okay.
And taking out the Best Lead Actor and Actress awards were Samuel Johnson for Molly, which I thought was amazing. I thought he was Molly.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth Debicki for The Kettering Incident.
The Kettering Incident. Yeah, I was actually just down in Kettering, down in Tassie. There you go. Now, an important issue got some leverage last night. What was the award behind it?
Yeah, very well-deserved award for Best Feature Documentary went to Chasing Asylum, which followed the journey of many refugees to Australia, the state of offshore detention and centres, and the very unjust whistleblower legislation in Australia.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Very good to see stuff like that being awarded and noticed for sure. Now, who were the big names? Who were the special guests last night?
Well, there was a questionable performance by Culture Club.
Culture Club, yeah.
I'm not sure if it fitted the mood of the awards ceremony. It was a bit off, I thought.
Really?
But, you know, that's down to individual opinion. But there was also a beautiful tribute by Paul Kelly to the people that have passed away this year in the industry.
Okay.
And that was amazing. Nice. And to wrap it up, we had some very special Australian guests who came by the names of Paul Hogan and Isla Fisher.
Paul Hogan, yeah.
She was with her husband, I should say, the legendary Sacha Baron Cohen.
He was in town for it.
Yeah.
Very interesting. She didn't win any awards for those ads she's doing, is she?
Indirect. I don't think so. She won the Trailblazer Award. She gave a brilliant speech quoting Michelle Obama's wise words and having a slight dig at Donald Trump for being an unqualified orange person. And she said quite like herself.
Well, there you go. Well, James, thank you so much for giving us the fatty wrap on everything Actor Awards last night.
No worries.